Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 40% off select styles, plus a free professional measure and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
At the blue line, Benson holds it. Power now makes his way in tight with a shot off the bar. Oh, that beat him. That beat him, but it hit the bar and comes right back out. Another shot. Scores! Tie game, 3-3, Alex Tuck.
A double tipper. Cousins deflects it, Tuck deflects it, as it was awarded to Alex Tuck ultimately after the game. That tied this one up. The Sabres do ultimately fall in overtime, though, to the Vancouver Canucks. 4-3 yesterday at KeyBank Center. That one stung a little bit, you know. That was a, I think it stung because of the fact that, like, they had one chance in overtime. That was it.
They were just hogging that.
Vancouver had the puck.
I was just saying, sometimes what I don't like about 3-on-3 hockey, but at the same time, I do like it. I don't like it because the team can just literally, if they don't see it, they could just go out of the zone and reset.
I hate that.
But also, it could possibly lead to 2-on-1s, breakaways. That's what I like about it, and there's a lot more open space, but I think I don't like it when a team will just hog the puck and do nothing with it.
So that's the thing, is that possession is 9/10 of the law in 3-on-3 overtime. But I think there needs to be something done about it. And really, for me, it's just
shot clock.
I don't think you should. No, not a shot clock. I just don't think you should be able to pass it to the goalie from the offensive zone. That's it. If you want to keep control of it in the neutral zone and use the goalie to help buffer it and get line changes or something like that, that's fine. Because then you're at least trying to create fresh legs for both teams to have a chance to attack. I think you just should not be allowed to be like, oh, I don't see the look that I like in the offensive zone. I'm kicking it back to the goalie. That should be the part that we ban from 3-on-3 overtime hockey, because that is what's killing the game. That's what's killing the high danger and the speed of it. Lo and behold, hockey coaches have found ways to once again just straight up murder a neat concept, because they did this with 4-on-4 in the past as well. So I just, you have a chance to keep a cool thing cool, and you just decide not to keep it being cool.
It's crazy because the Sabres outshot the Canucks in overtime. The only shot that the Canucks got like on goal was the one that went in the net.
And again, possession's 9/10 of the law there. Like, you were getting very nervous the entire time. They had a couple of great chances, though, that they missed. So I'm not going to go ahead and discredit the Vancouver Canucks because they had great opportunities. They missed a couple of those chances. One was a really good look that went wide. And that actually led to Buffalo's counter. And that's the thing, is that you also have to be precise in three-on-three. If you miss the net, that's when it can turn around and a team can find its counterattack on you. And Tage Thompson had a beautiful look right there all alone in the slot. He puts an extra move on. He can't get the puck over the glove of Lankinen, and it just, that one hurt. Especially because you saw them claw back and win the game, and you're like, all right, no matter what, just find a way. And they found a way. And you're like, ooh, can you get one more? I'm happy that you got one, considering where you were halfway through the third period. But can you steal the last one? And they couldn't. But this year, the Atlantic Division is so bad. All you have to do is be the king of the crap pile, known as the rest of the division. The Boston Bruins are currently holding on to a playoff spot. 25 points in 25 games. They are not a good team. And it's funny, Brian and I talked about that. And we've talked and we've texted about this. Like, the Bruins are starting to look shaky. And him and I texted each other a couple weeks ago about it. Like, oh my God, it's finally happening, Brian. You finally got your shot. You called it, and it finally is happening. So I was very excited to see that. The Boston Bruins are just, they're not a good team. I think Tampa might be better than their current point standing right now. So maybe third in the Atlantic is still going to be a tough fight. But you should be getting into one of these wild card spots. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Find a way. Like, most of the times that I think about this team when it comes to avoid losing streaks or making sure that you get the points when Tage Thompson's out of the lineup against a very bad pair of teams in California. Find a way. If the Sabres can keep finding a way this year, they will make the playoffs. It's not going to be pretty. We're going to... Here it is. Ready? We're going to have a very difficult year with them because they are not a good team. They are okay. Unless they can turn it on, this is going to be a dogfight for the whole year. And you have to be ready for it. That's all I have to say about that. You can't worry or go into despair if they lose a hockey game. There's 82 of these suckers. We're in it for a long haul, and it's not going to be pretty all year. You have to look at trends. You have to look at streaks. You have to look at everything in context. You can't go roller coaster like a football game. Try to use context. Try to use nuance. I know they haven't made the playoffs in 13 years. But it's going to drive everyone some form of insane if you try to base the season off the results of every single game. You can't do it. Don't do it. Save yourself that trouble. It's going to be a long haul. It's going to be a tough run this year. But the Sabres are categorically good enough to get a playoff spot this year. That is the big deal here. It is not about them being better than anything. It's just about being good enough. Can you be good enough to get a wild card spot? Can you be good enough to take third in the Atlantic? We'll have to see. They've only played 23 out of 82. We've got a long road ahead. We don't know what's going to happen. The bottom could fall out. Or they could find form. Or they can do exactly what they're doing right now, which is staving off long losing streaks and staying in the fight for as long as humanly possible. And if that's what it's going to be like, how they're trending, we're in for a long year. Booty Cheek of the Week coming up next here. Sports Talk Saturday rolls on. Derek Kramer, you're listening to WGR.
Whether you want to
buy, buy, buy
in a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market, Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.